USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis faces scrutiny regarding financial transactions and trips that she shared with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade.
The reason I consider that he did not is I gave him his money back.
And I was going to ask that.
Yeah, he called his cruise agent. Like, I think they have his card on record.
Wade testified earlier during the hearing on Thursday that's aimed at deciding whether Willis should be removed from Trump's Georgia election case due to the romantic involvement with Wade. Willis admitted to lacking bank receipts, but claims she typically keeps cash at home and utilizes it for expenses. She previously dismissed all allegations against her as falsehoods. A New York judge is rejecting a motion by former President Trump's legal team to dismiss a criminal trial brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The former president spoke at the Manhattan courthouse.
Everything that I've heard and read, even from legal scholars, said there is absolutely no case here. It's not a crime. This is not a crime.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. Russian President Vladimir Putin would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House. Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable for Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. The Kansas City Police Chief reporting that the Super Bowl shooting began as a dispute among a number of individuals, culminating in gunfire. Chief Stacy Graves disclosed that two of the shooters are juveniles, and among the 22 wounded victims, half are under 16 years of age. Climate activists dump red powder on the cases holding the U.S. Constitution that's displayed in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The two men posted a video on X standing in front of their mess saying, "We all deserve clean air, water, food, and a livable climate." This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Nikki Haley is facing an uphill battle in her home state and has begun to turn up the heated rhetoric against frontrunner and former President Donald Trump. Ryan Daniels explains.
Haley says former President Trump doesn't know what it means to serve.
The reality is he's never been anywhere near a military uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. He's never known how to sacrifice. And the most harm he's ever possibly had is getting hit by a golf ball when he's sitting in a golf cart. That's the truth.
Trump did come up through military school as a youngster. Two new polls have the former South Carolina governor trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state, which has a primary coming up later this month.
According to a Justice Department report, the Federal Bureau of Prisons is accountable for the elevated rate of suicides in prisons due to a combination of recurring policy violations and operational failures. Out of 344 inmate deaths recorded from 2014 to 2021, 187 were attributed to suicide. The report highlighted instances where certain facilities fail to conduct the mandated mock suicide drills three times a year as required. President Biden slated to journey to East Palestine, Ohio on Friday, over a year following a train derailment that resulted in the release of toxic chemicals into the community. According to the White House, Biden intends to meet with affected residents of the Norfolk Southern train derailment and evaluate ongoing recovery endeavors. He's faced scrutiny for his delayed visit to the town after that incident. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.